Om Shanti. Accurate Remembrance, Part 3. And the feeling is that we could go on and on and on about this accurate remembrance, because there's so many different aspects to it. But today we will focus on the remembrance of home. With a certain regularity, Baba in Murli says, remember the home, remember your home, remember Baba in the home. And these are a few of the things he says. And part of that soul aware state, that soul awake state, is to know the home, but not to know the home just as a nice theory, but as a ongoing experience. Not just like in a lokic way, we know where we live. We know the house or the apartment and we know about it, but you also know the experience of being there. And you know that no matter where and how and what you will do, you will always return. So that type of conviction about the soul world as our home needs to be instilled in us, reawakened within our own mind. And one of these instincts in everyone is this need to belong and this need to be somewhere safe. And so today's session we will dedicate specifically on that and a deeper experience of that. And one easy way to experiment, Baba often encourages us to experiment, is to take a certain idea or a certain concept or a certain point of knowledge and to hold it in your mind, to use the strength of the divine intellect to hold that thought in the mind and to if possible, have a visual image of that in your mind. And to not allow other thoughts. No, the ego will want to throw in other thoughts. Attachments, they want to throw in other thoughts in your mind. But to use the intellect, the power and the strength of the divine intellect, to just hold that thought or that topic in your mind and not allow other thoughts or images for a specific period in time in your mind, and then to allow the feelings. So for example, if we are thinking about the home, reflecting on the home, then at those moments not to allow any thought of drama. Now, the ego wants to think about drama, some situation, some person, some object, something or something in drama. And then thoughts are pulled there. The divine intellect gives priority to God. The divine intellect chooses to only have thoughts based on God's knowledge in the mind. And the divine intellect doesn't allow the ego to interfere, doesn't allow attachments to interfere, no Ravan and Maya. And so let us experiment with this, because this is how our accuracy of remembrance will increase. No? If there is training of concentration, training of keeping out thoughts of Maya, thoughts of Ravan, thoughts of drama, keeping them out. And more you keep them out, they will diminish in power also. So there has to be a certain clarity and conviction about our theme. So let's choose this theme of the home. And before we do the experiment, just a little bit reflect. What is this home and how is it like? It is the home of the invisible beings of light. It is the home of eternity. It is this infinite expanse beyond the physical realm. This invisible expanse of silence and light, like a sky beyond the sky. It is the eternal world. It is the home of God. It is the home of all the beings of light who are like living stars, who belong to this home. Is a home of family. Home is home because it is family. There is family. Home is home because father is there, because mother is there. And so Baba is like father and mother of this whole family of invisible, benevolent stars. They are star-like beings. And their nature is angelic, silently, peacefully, but they are these celestial beings of light, you could say invisible, selfless and pure, and God is the ocean of wisdom, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of bliss, ocean of purity. And so in the mind, just try and grasp this, what this means. And the whole aim of remembering the home is not just to nicely visualize and feel that peace, but to emerge that seed state nature of the self, and to emerge it, to it fully experience that silence of the home, that safe, that relief, that comfort of being at home, being with the parents, being absolutely beyond harm, but also to, as if in the mind, operate from that perspective of home, position the self as this invisible living star in the home. And then in the far, far distance is the theater and the drama going on. And so from the perspective of the home, drama is tiny and small and rather insignificant. The whole of the drama is a puppet show going on, like a cartoon show. Theater and 5,000 years appear so short and limited and tiny compared to the eternity and the vastness and the unlimitedness of home. And so this observer mode, as if from the home, watching in the far, far, far distance, this tiny doll show. People running around, making noise, thinking that they are so important. But that whole drama will end And it is like a tiny puppet show going on. No need to think about it too much. No need to get obsessed about it or to worry about it. That drama has its own script. And the drama is on the rails. And it will finish. The curtains will fall. And the theater will close. And the puppet show will come to a halt. And the observers will be in the home. And then the puppet show will start again. To have this attitude of an observer of drama, untouched, emotionally undisturbed, detached witness, it is essential to know and experience the whole and to know what Baba feels positioning himself in the home and watching drama as if from the home. So drama is like a small game, a play. And so let us experiment for a little while. Keep the body comfortable, and in a second, with the eye of the mind, as if perceive that big perspective, the big picture. And here is a tiny invisible star, like a living presence. And this being belongs to that supreme home. Home of light and silence and purity and eternity. Home of peace. And in the mind, just hold those thoughts of the home, and it helps to even have the image in the mind of that home, infinite expanse of soothing golden red light. And experience the peace of the home. Experience the silence and the stillness of the home. There is no matter in this world. The supreme home, beyond matter. Just tiny, living, conscious stars. People of light, but they look like stars. And they are silent. They are still. They don't need noise or movement. They are pure, blissful, peaceful beings of light, lovely and loving. And just hold the attention in the home. And in the home is also the Father, who is ever awake to this reality, who is ever awake to this immense and eternal truth the father and the whole family, lovely beings, loving beings, immortal beings. And use the divine intellect to hold the attention in the home. If there is any noise, if there is any movement, it is in that far, far, far away down below puppet show drama. In the home, there is the stillness and that atmosphere of selflessness and the atmosphere of home is as if infused with that clean, pure, eternal, supreme love. And familiarize the mind with Paramdham. Wake up that ancient memory that is within the soul, that is within every soul. That time that we were in the home, when there was zero body consciousness, there was even no knowledge of drama or ego and attachments. Zero sorrow. And just try and grasp that experience, that memory, and the Supreme Father, the one who is eternally wise and eternally in clarity and eternally supremely loving, lovely, and just familiarize the self with being at home, in the home, with the Father, in the mind. This memory has to be woken up. This is the path to go back home, is to remember the home. Make that experience, that memory come to life again in the mind. But to know that the ego within, the body consciousness is all these ego put together. They don't want to think of the home. They want to think of drama. They want to think of the attachments and the limited attainments and money and food and position and some person in that story world drama. But the awake soul, the awake angelic prince who looks like a star, is more interested in his family of stars and in his father and in the home of silence. And he sees the drama in the far, far distance like a extra toy with some grass, puppets and noise and sticky. But he's more interested in the invisible. Invisible beings of light, in the invisible Father, who is the ocean of light. And just take the time to be in the home, to be at home. To perceive the presence of the Supreme Father. And that personality that is free from ignorance, free from sorrow, zero in desires, zero ego. Baba, Shiv Baba, knows the home through and through, and in an obvious way. He knows that all are his children, invisible stars. They are his children. Not the puppets in the drama, in that gross theater in the world of matter, but the invisible living stars are his eternal children. And he knows that all are beautiful, all are pure, all are lovely and loving and eternally beyond harm. And Baba feels that all souls, all invisible living children who are like stars, Baba feels they all are worthy of love, supreme love. Worthy of respect. And in the mind, the aim is to grasp what it is that Baba sees and thinks and feels from that highest perspective. Baba one time defined remembrance as knowing what the Father knows, seeing the way Baba sees, experiencing what Baba experiences. Having the perspective that Baba has, having that drishti, that vision, that attitude that the Father has, that is remembrance. Being how Baba is and knowing what Baba knows and feeling what Baba feels. That is accurate remembrance. and to grasp that incorporeal experience. Silently, blissfully, in that world of eternal stillness, there is the Father, Supreme Father, who is like the King of Kings, the King of Light. And all his children, the family of souls who are like eternal princes, invisible but very real, and part of accurate remembrance is to experience this and emerge this experience and make these sanskars strong again. This is the real self, this is the real home, this is the real family, this is the real Father and our eternal bond. Our eternal connection and relationship of soul to soul and soul with the Supreme Father. But keep the drama out. Drama is just the extra toy, game that we play, but not part of our eternal world and also not part of our identity. It is a story being acted out, a script being played, and those story characters are never who we truly are. That is just a part in a story. Baba often says the soul is an actor. And so there is the actor, the invisible star, tiny point of light, celestial being, godlike being, and there is the part. In my case, Rona is the part. And there is some script in the drama, and Rona is born and Rona will die, and then the next birth and the next birth. But the star is the eternal being, the real self. And to not mix the part with the soul. Do not say I for the part. Do not say mine of anything in this drama. That is accurate remembrance. Drama is just the extra. But at the same time, to also be aware of the eternal, immortal timeless family and nature of all souls, living stars, and to also be aware that the ego that has come in over time, these false identities, these attachments that have come from confusion and spiritual ignorance, they are still within the soul and they are obsessed with drama. They are obsessed with thinking about drama and wanting something at the level of drama. And these false identities within our own mind, this ego, doesn't want to think of the home or of the father. They want to think about the limited attainments and drama. They want to think about Rona and glorify Rona. And so to know that this as if battle is going on, Maya and Ravan, this the whole complex of body consciousness, we will resist remembering the father, will resist remembering the home, will resist remembering the self as an invisible, eternal soul who doesn't own anything in drama, who doesn't need anything from drama to exist. To know that this is there, but if we don't pay attention, if we don't give in to these desires from the ego, then the ego will die. If we don't allow and to indulge in these kinds of thoughts and feelings of body consciousness will die. And so to use the power of the divine intellect to just hold the thoughts only allow thoughts of spiritual knowledge in the mind. And at this moment we're doing the experiment of home, so only allow those thoughts in the mind. And even when this eternal invisible prince, the living star, approaches the theater, observes the drama, plays the part, the invisible star never forgets the real home and only comes in drama to play the part of service and not interested in the ego boost of that, but just to help his other invisible brothers to wake up to the invisible dimension beyond, to wake up to the eternal reality, to help other invisible living stars, his brothers, to discover again their eternal truth and beauty and greatness, to discover the eternal home and the eternal father, to come back home, and also to know the drama as a story, as a play, nothing more. Om Shanti.